When the city of Detroit finished installing 65,000 new LED streetlights in 2016, it was big news. Just a couple of years before, about 40% of the city's lights were out. But now, 20,000 or so of those new lights are burning out well ahead of their life expectancy. Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer sees this problem as a litmus test for the city's ability to shift, modify, and adapt. And she joins me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
Nancy, as I mentioned, the streetlight project got a lot of attention. The city celebrated it. Soon after, Politico had an article titled "The Detroit Success Story Visible from Space." That was because an astronaut had tweeted a photo of the region and Detroit's new LED lights really stood out in that picture. Take us back 4 or 5 years. Why was something so basic as streetlights such a big undertaking for the city?
Basically, the problem was money. We didn't, you know, the city didn't have any money. And the stuff that's very normal in other cities, a bulb goes out, it gets replaced, posed a big problem here because of manpower, because of money, and because the infrastructure itself was so old that it just wasn't always that easy to get in and make the fixes that needed to be made.
And the trickle-down effect is on safety and crime. I mean, light is a known deterrent for crime, but also the general safety of people walking and riding bikes and driving. There was other effects that came from those lights being out, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's another thing, which is that this is a very basic city function. And there's a real risk when your streets are dark, but it's also just very demoralizing to feel like your city can't get this very basic service down.
Detroit's Public Lighting Authority filed a lawsuit this week against Leotech. That's the company that made the LED lights that are failing. And again, it's about a third of the new lights in Detroit, not all of them. The lights are supposed to last 10 years and are still under warranty. What led the city to sue?
Leotech had identified a heat conduction issue that is causing these lights to burn out early. From what the lighting authority has said, they had been in communication with Leotech, and then the company kind of went silent, went dark, you might say. Get it?
Totally get it.
And so this is the next step. I think, you know, it was also looking at a pretty significant recovery. They're saying, you know, $8 to $10 million to replace the lights. You know, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I do know that sometimes it's good to have a claim documented in case it comes to the company filing for bankruptcy or something like that. It's good to have your claim on record. I mean, I don't know that that's what's going to happen. That's some wild non-lawyer speculation.
And to kind of put that money that you're talking about into perspective, as you mentioned, we're looking at about $9 million roughly to replace these broken lights. The overall project cost was $185 million to do all the lights over that few year period a few years ago. Does it rise to the level of a moment of truth, as you call it? I mean, $9 million, certainly nothing to sneeze at, but Detroit is still a major city. Is this really the test for the Duggan administration?
Yeah, $9 million. It doesn't sound like that much, but in recent Detroit history, $9 million would have been pretty big deal. I mean, this is, again, a city that couldn't make minor streetlight repairs. 40% of the streetlights were out when they started this big replacement project. It's a major city, but it's a city that ran operational deficits for a long time prior to the bankruptcy. It's a city that has struggled to deliver basic services. It's a city that still struggles with timeliness of some services. So whether we can keep the lights on, I think, is going to be a pretty interesting outcome. And certainly, if it were not to be successful, it would be very, in addition to those physical safety risks, it would be very demoralizing for Detroiters.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.